Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to our producer holding it down for us tonight. He's in New York City. His name is Jack Cardi. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. You got a smart speaker? Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We are minutes away from the start of the 2024 NBA draft. The Atlanta Hawks are on the clock, and God knows who they're going to take. We have no idea. It's been reported that they're looking at Zachary Risacher from France as the number one overall pick. We're going to keep you up to date on everything going on in the NBA draft as the night continues on. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. If you've missed a minute, if you've missed a second of tonight's show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you want to call up, feel free to do so. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me. I am online. I am on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Yes, most definitely we'll keep you up to date with the NBA draft. We know last night the New York Knicks traded for Mikal Bridges. We talked about that. No longer a member of the Brooklyn Nets. Now a member of the New York Knicks, who are looking to compete for a championship. The New York Knicks have also come to an agreement with forward, former Toronto Raptors forward. They traded for this man, and now they'll keep him for longer. OG Anunoby will be re-signing with the New York Knicks, a five-year, $200-plus million contract for OG Anunoby. So the New York Knicks add some depth, they add some length, they add some shooting, they add some defense. Damn. They're trying to throw some haymakers at the Boston Celtics. Also, it's been reported that the Brooklyn Nets have come to an agreement with their own free agent, Nicholas Claxton, expected to hang around in Brooklyn for another 4 years at $100 million. So $25 million for Nicholas Claxton to stick around in Brooklyn, New York. Also, the Washington Wizards will be selecting at number two here in this draft. Well, the Washington Wizards have said, okay, well, how about we get rid of or take in Malcolm Brogdon and you take Denny Avdija? And so that's exactly what has taken place here in the draft. And the Wizards also say, oh, we get another pick at number 14 overall. So the Wizards now select at number 2 and at number 14. A lot going on. I know Bronny James has been the hottest name mentioned in the draft. I'd be shocked if he's taken in the first round, like most people, expecting him to get drafted tomorrow. And so we'll just see what happens. Time will tell. This is the first year the draft is taking place over 2 days in Brooklyn, New York. And if you're an NBA player, whether you happen to be a Frenchman or an American or a Serbian or an Australian, that's what the hell you want, right? You play basketball, you want to end up in the NBA, right? We got guys making $60, soon to be $70 million a year. This is what you want. No better time to be selected as an NBA player. But we know over time, just because you get selected, just because you get the money, it doesn't mean things are going to work out. We get a lot of dudes who get drafted into the NBA and they fall flat. And so every single Wednesday, as you know, I bring you a top six list. Tonight is going to be no different. The Atlanta Hawks are currently on the clock at the number one overall spot. We'll let you know what they do. But I'm not going to deviate. Tonight, I'm giving you a top six list of some of the biggest draft busts that we have ever seen in NBA history. And I'm not going to waste any time because right now, I would like to hear the fancy countdown music. I love it.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The NBA draft is getting ready to start, but tonight I got a top six list of some of the biggest draft busts we have seen in league history. I'm not wasting time. It's a countdown. What number do I start with?
Number six.
We got to go to Portland. This is pretty sad. We got to go to 1984. We got to go to the guy who was selected at number two in the draft. He was selected behind Hakeem Olajuwon. He was drafted before Michael Jordan. Sam Bowie. Oh yeah. This really sucks for this guy. How you get sandwiched between Hakeem and Michael Jordan? He played 10 seasons. He barely played. He had a broken leg. To start his career, he went from 76 games to 38 games to 5 games. And then at that point, he was pretty much done. I mean, he was hurt when he was at Kentucky, and the Trailblazers thought that he had a future. He averaged 10.7 rebounds when he actually played. What is he remembered for? Being drafted before Michael Jordan and not staying healthy. He did an interview with CN2, and I want you to listen to Sam Bowie basically tell you, yeah, every now and then I see Michael Jordan, and yeah, we have an interesting conversation. Listen to this.
Well, it's been a few years since I've seen Mike, but every time I see Mike, well, I tell him if he would have never turned out to be the player he was, I wouldn't have to hear all this ridicule about being drafted before him. And a lot of people fail to realize that, as the documentary shows, he wound up missing about 40-some ball games when he broke a bone in his foot, and he was the one who got injured before me. It just so happens that my injuries came a little later on, and they were more severe. But Michael, great guy, great ambassador for the game, and he'll always be a friend of mine.
Listen, man, whatever makes you feel better. Yeah, Michael Jordan, he broke his foot. People don't talk about that. People remember the 6 championships. Sorry, Sam. You want to talk about one of the NBA's biggest draft busts? Sam Bowie. I got him at number 6 on the list. What comes after 6?
Number 5.
Oh, this really sucks. We got to go to the year 2006. This man came out of Gonzaga. Oh, I feel so bad. It was Adam Morrison. This man could light it up. Okay? Adam Morrison is like, hey, in college, you need 25 points. I got you. You need 30 points. I got you. You need 40 points. I got you. Michael Jordan, ironically, took him 3rd overall by the Charlotte Bobcats. Guys like Rudy Gay, J.J. Redick, Rajon Rondo, Kyle Lowry, Paul Millsap were still available. But Adam Morrison went number 3. He averaged 8 points in 161 games. This man tore his ACL before his 2nd season. And for a guy who wasn't that fast or that strong at 6'8", barely 200 pounds, he couldn't hack it. His career was basically cooked. He did win a championship with the Lakers. He was a bench warmer. Kobe Bryant had to prop him up. You want to know how sad things were? At one point when he was a Laker, oh, and by the way, he also had diabetes. That didn't help. He had an interview. This is like the world's saddest interview about how Adam Morrison just managed to stay in the NBA. Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Max Flower. I'm here with Adam Morrison, and he's going to tell us about his secrets to success. Adam?
Just working hard and, doing the right things every day.
Well, Adam, thank you for your time, and I wish you the best of luck. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks, Adam.
No problem.
See
you. Yeah, not that many keys to success. You want to talk about a draft bust? Yeah, it can be due to injury. Adam Morrison. Stunk for him. Real bad. I got him number 5 on my list. Adam Morrison, number 5. We're talking about the biggest draft bust in NBA history. What's the next number?
Number 4.
Oh, boy. If you call this guy a bust, he might bust you upside your head. I'm talking about Kwame Brown. He was drafted number 1 overall in 2001. Oh, my God. Michael Jordan was responsible for this, too. Joe Johnson was 10th. Tyson Chandler was number 2. Pau Gasol was 3. Zach Randolph, Z-Bo, Tony Parker, Gilbert Arenas, they all went after Kwame Brown. Kwame Brown, all 6'10", 6'9", 6'11", of them. He averaged 6 points, 5 rebounds in his career. This man couldn't rebound. He had no touch. He couldn't shoot. He was just big. Except for Kwame Brown, I guess at this point in life, he could kind of sort of joke about it. He's like, listen, I'd rather be a bust than LeBron. Really? This is what he said. Listen to this.
I think every basketball player, every person who plays sports, once you go through, being a bust is better.
How's that?
LeBron can't do what I can do. They take pictures everywhere he go. I was a bust. Ain't nobody take pictures of me everywhere I went.
But you still big as hell. You can't sneak nowhere.
I can fit in a Corolla.
Yeah, he can make light of it. But Kwame Brown was very honest in just saying, listen, people, I could have worked harder. I could have. You know, I let my emotions get the best of me. I let things take me over. Now Kwame Brown, you can find him on the internet yelling at everybody. Cursing out anybody who talks crap about him. Good for Kwame Brown. At least he thinks he's better than LeBron. Or at least he has a sense of humor. I got Kwame Brown at number 4 here on the list. We're talking about the top 6 NBA draft busts. Kwame Brown is number 4. What's the next number?
Number 3.
Another big man? Oh, this is tough. This is real tough. Greg Oden is number 3 on my list. Drafted number 1 overall in 2007 by the Portland Trail Blazers. This really stinks. I remember this. Kevin Durant went 2nd. Al Horford still playing went 3rd. Mike Conley still playing went 4th. Joakim Noah was 9th. Mark Gasol, a former Defensive Player of the Year, 48th. Greg Oden, his knees just didn't work. This man missed 4 seasons due to injury. 8.6 rebounds. If Greg Oden could actually stay healthy, he'd be amazing. And Greg Oden, he admitted to himself that, listen, he'll tell you, he was a bust. But then you take a look. Even Kevin Durant was like, hey, you can't be a bust if you didn't play. Listen to what Oden said.
I'll be remembered as the biggest bust in NBA history.
Well, Kevin Durant says not so fast. When Durant heard about Oden's comments, he told ESPN, that's nonsense. In order for you to be a bust, you have to actually play and show people that you progressed as a player. He didn't get a chance to.
He didn't because he couldn't stay healthy. And congratulations to Zachary Risache, the number 1 overall pick in the 2024 draft. We'll talk more about him as the show continues on. Hopefully he's not a bust like Greg Oden. And by the way, you know, not just for Greg Oden, but years ago, Charles Barkley on TNT, he had advice for Greg Oden when he was going through these injuries, when he was going through these tough times. And you could probably apply these words to anybody getting drafted tonight. Listen to what Barkley had to say to encourage Greg Oden.
And you got to be patient with Greg Oden. You know, if you look at Greg Oden's situation, I was reading where he's getting depressed. Hey, Greg Oden, you have to understand this. You really only 19 years old. I mean, you got to think about what we live in this internet with all those jackasses and talk radio with those jackasses too. But you get listen, you have to look at your game realistically. You really only played 1 year of college. So you're really 19 basketball-wise. So be patient. Your game is going to come around. You're going to learn how to score. But don't put undue pressure on yourself.
A talk radio jackass, I feel offended. Well, not really. Charles Barkley has offended me to my face, and I've offended him back, so I'm cool with Charles Barkley. Anyway, you want to talk about a bust? I got Greg Oden at number three. Congratulations to Zachary Risache. He is the number one overall pick in this year's NBA draft. We'll talk more about that. Let's finish up with these busts. Greg Oden, three. What's the next number?
Number two.
Oh, this one is easy. Why the hell did he come to America? At number two on my list, Darko Milicic. Come on now. Darko Milicic was selected at number two overall in the 2003 draft. You might remember the guy who went number one. Some guy named LeBron James. He's still playing. Darko Milicic went to the Pistons instead of Carmelo Anthony, instead of Dwayne Wade, instead of Chris Bosh. Come on now. And the reason why, they felt that they could put him in the back behind, I don't know, all the other bigs. Ben Wallace and Rasheed Wallace and Tayshaun Prince. I mean, Chauncey Billups was on that team. And he was asked about the man who averaged 6 points in his career. Chauncey Billups spoke to ESPN and Bomani, and they asked him, what did you think when Darko was selected? And this is what Chauncey Billups had to say.
So I never seen him play a game, but just workout purposes, I said, okay. I mean, I could see it. I could see it. But I never seen him play a game.
Well, how long did it take you to realize, though, that Darko thing wouldn't go work? Like, how many practices before you looked around? Like,
Two or three. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be long. I mean, you drafting this guy, you bringing him into playing with Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace, you know, Elton Campbell, these guys, Memon Okor, who was a European but very good. And you knew right away. I mean, this kid is young, 18, 19, but, man, he's a long ways away, and we could have got better.
Darko Milicic was on that championship team. He averaged 5 minutes and 2 points a game. And if you want to know where Darko Milicic is at right now, he's back in Serbia farming. I'm not joking. He's a farmer. Why not? He's a big-ass farmer, 7 feet tall. He doesn't need an animal. He can just move everything himself. Some wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Zachary Risache selected number one overall by the Atlanta Hawks in the 2024 NBA Draft. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to share with you the number one draft bust, the biggest draft bust in NBA history. That name is coming on the other side of the break. Congratulations again to the Atlanta Hawks, and congratulations to Zachary Risache, selected number one overall from France in this year's NBA draft. I'll have my number one bust on the other side of the break. Hey, also, the Washington Wizards are currently on the clock. Who will they be selecting at number two overall? I will give you an update. Don't go anywhere. We got all the information that you need right here.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. The 2024 NBA draft is underway in Brooklyn, New York, and we already have a couple of picks that are in. At number one overall, the Atlanta Hawks decide to select Zachary Risage at the first overall pick at pick number one. He is a small forward out of Paris, France, 6'4", 200 pounds. This man is known to, well, knock down threes and play defense. I would hope so at 6'9". And for the Atlanta Hawks, I still think the bigger question is, what do you do with Trae Young? What do you do with DeJounte Murray? We still wait. At number two overall, another guy out of France, Alex Sarr, selected at number two overall. He is going to the Washington Wizards. He's expected to be raw. The Washington Wizards are just, they got a lot of minutes to give this guy to grow. Let's just put it that way. Also, the third pick is in. And at pick number three, the Houston Rockets have decided to select an American. How about this? Reed Sheppard is the third overall pick to the Houston Rockets at number three. Now, is he going to stick around with the Houston Rockets? That's to be seen. We know the Houston Rockets are a win-now team. They can hold on to Reed Sheppard, or ultimately, they can decide to package him up later. Time will tell. The San Antonio Spurs are on the clock at pick number four. And the San Antonio Spurs, they don't just pick at number four overall. They also have the eighth overall pick. Who knows? Maybe the San Antonio Spurs decide to go with Donovan Clingan with one of these selections and just have their own versions of the gigantic towers. I don't know what the hell you would call them. We'll find out sooner than later. Right before we went to break, I was sharing with you a new top six list because that's what I do every Wednesday. And tonight, I don't want to say in honor of these individuals who, you know, are being selected in the draft tonight, I wanted to highlight some individuals where things didn't work out so well for them when they actually had to play basketball. The pomp, the circumstance, the draft, it's all good and great. There are no guarantees that every guy who's getting drafted is going to work out. And so, let me give you a quick recap before I share with you who I have here at numero uno on the list. At number six, Sam Bowie. This man was drafted in between Hakeem Olajuwon and Michael Jordan. They went 1, 2, and 3. And because of Bowie's leg injuries and leg busted, breaking legs, whatever the hell you want to call his legs, broken, all he's reminded is, you were a bust. At number five, I gave you Adam Morrison. He could score in college. He blew out his ACL early in the NBA. Lack of size and athleticism did him no good. And I don't know, I think the diabetes and depression also did him in. Adam Morrison lit it up for the Zags in the NBA. He just sat on the bench. At number four, biggest draft busts, I gave you Kwame Brown, another Michael Jordan selection. Kwame Brown had no touch. He couldn't shoot. He had no motivation. He was just big. How he even lasted in the NBA on multiple teams, even getting to the Los Angeles Lakers, I have no idea. And number three, another big man. This guy's legs did him in. Greg Oden. Those knees were cooked. The peak of his career and his life was at the Ohio State University. God bless him. He's gotten into coaching. I've seen him actually walking on the campus. I did. I was there a couple of years ago. I'm like, hey, that was Greg Oden. They're like, yeah, he coaches, and he's getting another degree. I'm like, oh, good for him. No NBA career, but nice to know that he's doing something with his life. Another big man. Top six NBA draft busts. And number two, I had to give you Darko Milicic. This man was selected right behind LeBron James to go to the Detroit Pistons. The Pistons said no to Carmelo Anthony, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade. They're like, what are we going to bring in Carmelo for? He going to play in front of Tayshaun? That messed the team up. Maybe they wouldn't win the championship with a Carmelo. Maybe it was perfect for them to draft Darko because he averaged 5 minutes in like a point and a half a game. Garbage time. Maybe the Pistons wouldn't win a championship if Darko wasn't just sitting on the bench. Maybe it's destiny. I got Darko Milicic number two on my list, the biggest draft bust in NBA history. And so if I have Darko Milicic at number two on my list, that only leaves us with this number right here.
Number one.
If I have to think about the biggest draft bust in NBA history, it is real, real simple. A matter of fact, let's listen. God rest his soul. To the NBA commissioner prior to Adam Silver, let's listen to David Stern tell us who I consider to be the biggest draft bust ever. Anthony Bennett shocked everybody coming out of UNLV when he was selected at number one overall. First, he was an undersized, unathletic power forward. At 6'8", the man couldn't jump over a piece of paper, was able to bully people at UNLV, but by the time he got to the NBA, there was no skills, there was no athleticism, and he stunk. He averaged 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. Let me walk you through some of the teams that Anthony Bennett played for. The Cavaliers gave up on this guy after one season. He went to Minnesota. He then went back home to Toronto. He then played for Toronto's G League team. He then went to the Nets. The Nets said, we don't want you. He went to the Nets G League team. He went to Turkey. He played in the G League in Arizona, in Maine, in Los Angeles. He went to Israel. He had to play basketball in Taiwan. And that's where he's been for the past few years. This man, Anthony Bennett, is the biggest bust in NBA history. To be selected at number one overall. And to be relatively healthy until his shoulder gave out on him. 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. He stunk. Giannis Antetokounmpo was in the same draft with him at number 15. Rudy Gobert was in the same draft at number 27. If you want to talk about NBA bust, Anthony Bennett is number one. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. my top six list, the NBA draft bust. At number six, I gave you Sam Bowie. At number five, I gave you Adam Morrison. Number four, I gave you Kwame Brown. Number three, I gave you Greg Oden. Number two, I gave you Darko Milicic. Number one, I gave you Anthony Bennett. If you have any ideas on a draft bust, someone who did not live up to the hype, you can feel free to call me up, 855-212-4227. Not everybody gets it right. Not everybody is perfect. And sometimes you swing and you miss. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, yeah, we'll talk more NBA draft. The phone lines are open if you want to call. Speaking of mistakes, I did tell you about a college coach who made a massive mistake in lying to the public. We'll get into that. And of course, yes, more NBA draft as it continues on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The NBA draft is underway. Zachary Richardson goes number one to the Atlanta Hawks. Alex Sarr goes number two to France. The first two selections in this year's NBA draft are French. And number three, Reed Shepard goes to the Houston Rockets from Kentucky. At number four, the San Antonio Spurs, well, they like their winners. Stephon Castle gets drafted to the San Antonio Spurs. Number five, this just took place, Ron Holland from the G League Ignite goes at number five to the Detroit Pistons. Forgive me, I've not seen a G League Ignite game. Ron Holland is 6'7", 197 pounds. He's being described as an aggressive scorer as the Detroit Pistons try to move forward with Trajan Langdon at the helm. Can't get any worse than what they've been, right? And then right before we went to break, by the way, the Charlotte Hornets are now on the clock. Now that Michael Jordan is no longer the majority owner, maybe the Charlotte Hornets will do better with the selection. Anyway, right before we went to break, I also shared with you a new top six list. And we talked about some of the biggest busts that the NBA has ever seen. At number six, I gave you Sam Bowie. At number five, I gave you Adam Morrison. At number four, I gave you Kwame Brown. At number three, I gave you Greg Oden. At number two, I gave you Darko Milicic. And at number one, I gave you Anthony Bennett. Unfortunately, Anthony Bennett, he's out of Toronto, Canada. Sorry, I had to bring that up as a reminder. Toronto has produced some great NBA players, so don't worry about it. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Jamal Murray, just to start. R.J. Barrett, I just had to remind everybody that Anthony Bennett, he's a Canadian. Anyway, 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. You're not a perfect human being walking the face of the earth. And drafting individuals, I don't care if it's the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, it's not an exact science. Somebody could look good one day, and when it's actually time to compete at the next level, they can't do it. They lack the motivation. They don't have the motor. They don't have the it to keep on going. And then some people just don't give a damn. Some people are just stupid. Some people are just lazy. Some people are just selfish. You know, and we spent some time talking about selfishness and being stupid last night. Because out amongst all the winners that we've had in the world of sports over the past week and change, the Boston Celtics, the Florida Panthers, University of Tennessee, they walk away as World Series champs in baseball, college baseball. We had to talk about a loser last night. And the loser was Texas A&M. Because Tennessee beat them in the College Baseball World Series. And their coach, their manager, Jim Schlossnagel, he went viral after the loss. And why? He wasn't happy. Of course he lost the game. But he wasn't happy with a reporter and a specific question because there were so many rumors before and after that after they lost, he was going to leave Texas A&M and go to their rival, Texas. And so a few minutes after the game ended, they were in the press conference, and we talked about this last night, but I want you to hear it again. Jim Schlossnagel was asked about the rumors and the reports that he was going to leave. And let's just say how he responded to the reporter was a massive mistake. Listen.
Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. Let's write that.
Damn. I told you last night to say that question was selfish. He's selfish. And I told you last night he gave a, this is me putting it nicely, he gave a, he was a jackass in answering the question. And for him to basically go out there and berate a reporter for a legitimate question, like, you do better, you do better. Like, the report came out that you are leaving. And so you basically told a big old lie to everybody. You lied to the public. You lied to the school, the fan base, the team, the club, your players. And yeah, you just lost the game, but all you had to do was say, I'm not thinking about this right now. Thinking about our squad. Come on now. You didn't do that. You didn't have the cojones to do that. And I said last night, I wonder if he's going to have the cojones to come out and actually apologize. Well, after he was formally introduced as the new head coach, the new manager of Texas's baseball squad, I was a little surprised that he did. He apologized. I want you to take a listen to the contrition, to the heartfelt apology from Jim Schlossnagel.
I want to publicly apologize to Richard Zane from TexAgs. He's a young reporter. He asked the question. That was an obvious question. I wish I could have answered that better. But in the moment, all, you know, 30 minutes after the last pitch, all I could think about was our players. And I really wasn't in the mood to talk about myself or the future. So I apologize for that to Richard.
At least he apologized to him personally. That doesn't change the fact that what he did was rather snake-like, just to completely just deny that. He snapped at the guy. I'm glad he apologized. What about to the fans? Ain't no apology there. It's upward mobility, right? And this is the part that sucks about college athletics. the accountability at the end of the day, isn't it always supposed to be for the students, the recruits, the players that you bring in? Like, we got coaches who will scream and have screamed and yelled forever about the players and their commitments to programs and entering into transfer portals, and the times have changed. But, man, the coaches have done what they've wanted for years. I'm getting offered a better deal. Who cares if I recruited these kids? I'm leaving. I'm getting my money. And all they do is get a slap on the back. They get some bad press for a day, and nobody cares. People remember. But those checks, they still cash. Bobby Petrino caught hell for how he left Atlanta, a pro team, to go to college, the Razorbacks. I mean, damn it, he lied when he got there about his injuries and his broken neck and his motorcycle. He's a joke. Tuberville down in Alabama. This man was sitting down with recruits at Texas Tech. Ended up leaving a lunch to go take another job. He left the recruits at lunch to go take a job and never return. Yeah, this is the type of guy I want to, you know, leading a state. Yeah. Nobody's perfect. But there comes a point in time where it has nothing to do with perfection. It's all about what you got inside of you. It's called integrity. And some people just, they don't have it. They don't have it. Maybe Jim Schlossnagel made a mistake. Maybe he has a little bit more integrity than I want to give him credit for. But I find it difficult to believe. Good luck down at Texas. I know the Texas A&M fans aren't wishing you probably not too much of anything. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The NBA draft is still going on in Brooklyn, New York. The camera is in the face of Donovan Clingan. He has yet to be selected so far in the draft. It's still early. We've only had 6 selections thus far. Three of them have already been Frenchmen. As Donovan Clingan, the Portland Trail Blazers are making their selection here at number 7. Clingan looking to come off of the board. The San Antonio Spurs select at number 8. And number 1, Zachary Risache goes number 1 to the Atlanta Hawks. Alex Sarr goes 2 to Washington. Reed Shepard goes 3 to the Houston Rockets. Stephon Castle, he goes at number 4 to San Antonio. Ron Holland, out of the G League, he goes at number 5 to the Detroit Pistons. Salouan from France. I got to learn how to say his first name. He goes number 6 to the Hornets. And Donovan Clingan, he has just been selected at number 7 overall. Donovan Clingan is on his way to the Portland Trailblazers. Look at that. And Danny Hurley, he's available, no longer the Lakers head coach. Didn't take the job. Still coaching UConn. He has 2 top 7 picks, 2 top 10 picks. Stephon Castle going to the San Antonio Spurs to work for Greg Popovich and throw lobs up to Victor Wembanyama. And Donovan Clingan goes to the Portland Trailblazers to, I don't want to say disappear into obscurity, but that's likely what's going to happen. Hey, Jack Carty, how many of these damn players have you seen play?
I have only seen about, I've seen Donovan Clingan play because he played at, you know, UConn. I saw, you know, was watching him a couple times. Everybody else, can't say I've really watched them play college basketball.
Yeah. And some of these guys have never played college in their life. What a draft this is. What a world. It's a new world that we live in. Hey, the rest of the world has caught up when it comes down to basketball. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to talk more about the NBA draft when we come back on the other side of the break. Get you caught up on everything going on in the world of sports. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.